Welcome to this demonstration of the new AirPods from Apple, and this recording was made towards the end of December 2016, and in this recording I want to go through what you actually get in the box when you get the AirPods, a physical description of both the charging box itself and the AirPods, and then we'll go through and look at using the AirPods with the iPhone, the Apple Watch, the Mac, and also some comments on using the AirPods with the Apple TV. But first of all, let me just go through what you get in the box, and I'll just start with a description of the box. It's actually not a fairly big box, so it's basically a nice, neat, square cardboard box, of course, and on the top of the lid, you have two raised images of AirPods in profile. So one appears to be face on, because when you feel the top of the AirPod where it would go in your ear in reality, there's a hole in it, so that's actually a front-on view towards it. And then that's one facing left, and the other one's facing right, and that's got a solid round at the top where it goes into your ear again, and that's a side-on profile. So they're both raised up, so one feels like a P, and one feels like a Q, so back to front to each other. And then if I open up the box itself, and of course Apple with their air pressure, if I just pick it off the table here and then hold the lid, there you go, it's just slid open. Of course, that's to maximize your enthusiasm about when the box actually opens. So I'm just going to pop the lid down on the table. Okay, so at the top of the box inside, we have a little cardboard sleeve, and inside it we have some bits of paper. And I'm assuming one of which is a bit of a user getting started quick start guide. So I'm just going to pop that on the box lid. And then in an indented square hole in the middle of the box, we have, of course, the plastic charging box that contains the AirPods themselves. So let's pop that back on top of the user guide at the moment. Right in the middle of that well that I've just taken the actual charging box that's got the AirPods in them is a little tag that you pull up, and that brings out that whole cardboard insert. And of course underneath it, if I turn it over, wrapped around is your lightning cable, of course, which you use to charge the AirPod charging box. So I'm just going to pop that back into the box and then grab the actual AirPod charging box itself and just pop that over to the left in a moment. Put the user getting started guide stuff in the cardboard sleeve back in the box, grab the lid, back on. All right, so we can put that away for the time being. So let me do a physical description of the actual charging box itself. And of course, as I said previously, it's got the AirPods themselves inside it. So it's a nice feeling little square box. And at the top, you've got a little hinge lid. So if I push it up with my thumb, it just flicks open. And of course, inside is nestled in two custom-made slots, the left and right AirPods themselves. So if I pull one out, because it's got the actual part that goes in your ear at the top, let's pull it out. And then, of course, underneath the part that goes in your ear, you've got the long stem. They've got little magnets, because if I slide it halfway back into the little slot in the box and let it go, it just flicks straight back in again because of the magnets. Same for the left hand. Take the left hand one out and slide it back in again and let it go. Very cool. And of course the lid is also magnetic, so if I just flick it slightly closed, it snaps shut quite nicely. Now if you've ever felt the wired EarPods, E-A-R pods, these feel exactly the same as those, except for the wire coming out of the bottom of the actual EarPods themselves. With the AirPods, it's literally the little bit that sticks in your ear and the little stem underneath it. And then if I turn the box over, and on the bottom middle of the box, there's a little button that you can press to pair or repair the AirPods to a device. You don't need to use that connector button with the iPhone. You literally just open up the box lid next to your iPhone, and then you'll get a little control dialog box popping up that then you can confirm to pair the AirPods to. And at the bottom middle of the actual charging box, you have a lightning connector, and that's where you charge the box with the AirPods inside them. So you're charging both the box and the AirPods. So that's basically what you get in the box and a physical description of the actual charging box itself. And it's really funny because it feels so nice and it fits so nicely together inside with the AirPods themselves. I just find myself wanting to call it a capsule rather than a box. But anyway, I'll try and keep remembering to call it a box as we go through the recording. Let me grab the charging box again. Now, as I said, to pair them with your iPhone, you simply open up the lid of the box near your iPhone. A control dialog box will pop up, and of course, using VoiceOver, it'll speak. And then you can choose to pair them to your iPhone, and all your iCloud connected devices will then have those AirPods in their Bluetooth settings, i.e. iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, or the Mac. And as I said, separately, you need to pair independently with the pair button on the back of the box to an Apple TV. Now, as I've already paired mine to my iPhone already, since I've been playing for the last several days, I'm just going to unlock my iPhone and go to my home screen. I'm going to put the box next to my iPhone and I'm going to open up the lid. And now if I swipe on the screen or touch the screen.
David's AirPods heading.
Okay, David's AirPods heading, because my iPhone's called David's iPhone. Now, sometimes this dialog box will read with the left and right flicking. Sometimes it won't. So I find for consistency, if I touch about a third of the way up the screen on the left-hand side.
AirPods, 99% charging.
Okay, that's my AirPods inside the case, 99% charging. If I touch the right-hand side of the screen in the same horizontal plane.
Charging case, 61%.
That's how much charge the case has actually got. And for sighted people, there is actually a light in between the AirPods inside the case that tells you whether the case needs charging or not. And the other thing that dial-on box will tell you, when it said charging case XXX, when you actually plug in the lightning cable to the actual box itself, it will also say that it's actually charging. So if you're worried about the fact that the lightning cable's not charging the box, you can definitely tell by this dialog box, because it will actually say charging the box as well. So you'll get two states. If it's not plugged in, it'll say the charging state of the box. If it is charging, it'll say the charging state of the box and the word charging. And while I'm still talking about charging, when the AirPods, I believe, get down to about 10%, at least that's what I think it's done, because I've checked them at about 7%, after I've got a sound, you'll get a descending tone to let you know that the actual AirPods themselves are getting flat. And that's when I tend to switch them over to the other AirPod to keep listening to my AirPods via Bluetooth. And the way to get rid of that dialog box on the screen is just to simply close the case.
Mail. One and ready mail.
Now, the other way to check the status of the AirPods, if you want to see if they're charging or not, is if I lock my screen on my iPhone.
10:37 a.m.
And I'm actually at still at the lock screen. I'm going to do a three-finger flick to the left to get to the today screen.
Today.
Now I'm just going to rotate around the headings.
Speaking rate, volume, audio, duct, punctuation, sounds, hints, containers, headings.
And one finger flick down until I get down to battery.
Activity, trash day, reminders, Dropbox, batteries, heading.
And if I flick to the right.
Show less. iPhone, 100% charged, charging.
So that's my iPhone charging.
Case 60% charged,
and that's my case of my iPhone, because I've got a battery case on my iPhone.
Watch 95% charged.
That's my watch.
David's AirPods 100% charged. Music.
Now, as you noticed, it now said AirPods 100% charged, because they're both at 100% and I've taken both out. So if I put the right one back in, and by the way, they really only go in the right way for the right AirPod, by the way. So that one goes back in. All right.
AirPod case, 57% charged.
And I store that on the today screen. So if I flick up.
David's AirPods, left AirPod, 100% charged.
Left AirPod, 100% charged. So that's how you can check the status of either the left or the right AirPod. And you can also get the case coming up on that screen as well. Sometimes I've noticed it does, sometimes it doesn't. Okay, so that's how you can check the status of either your left or right AirPod. If you take them out of the actual charging AirPod case, then the one that's actually out is the one that you're testing for the charge. And I've noticed sometimes that battery level indication on the today screen also includes the case charge, but it doesn't seem to be always reliable, or I can't work out how to make it reliable. So I just tend to open up the case near the iPhone and then read that dialog box for the case battery level and either one or both AirPod charging status. Okay, so that's that one. Okay, now once you have the AirPods connected, in this case to your iPhone, if you want to go and have a look at the settings for them, you go into Settings, Bluetooth, and then the name of the AirPods themselves. And in my case, mine are called David's AirPods. So let me unlock my phone again.
10:47 a.m. Mail. One and ready.
And I'm just going to get to Settings.
Phone. Page 2. Class file. Settings.
Double tap on Settings.
Settings.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
Settings. Airplane mode. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. On.
Double tap on Bluetooth. Bluetooth.
Settings. Back button.
And flick down to my AirPods.
Bluetooth. Bluetooth. Now discover. Might have. Beats. More. Beats. More. Beats. More. Braille. More. Brilliant. More. David's AirPods. Not connected. Button.
Okay, now they're currently not Actions connected available. At the moment, but there's a nice little trick you can do if you're currently setting them up. I'm going to grab my AirPod charging case and take one of the AirPods out, which is going to be the right one. Stick it on my ear. And if I flick off more David's info. AirPods,
button.
To the more info button and Actions flick available. Back,
David's AirPods. Connected.
It says connected because I actually Actions haven't available. Started playing music. If I was to start playing music now, it would switch the whole phone over to AirPods, including voiceover. All right, so let me now flick to the right.
More info. Button.
And more info on Action. David's AirPods.
David's AirPods. Bluetooth. Back button.
And if I flick to the right.
David's AirPods.
I'm just going to bring the phone closer to the mic.
Disconnect. Button.
So I've got disconnect. Okay, a normal disconnect button.
Forget this device. Button.
Forget this device.
Name. David's AirPods. Button.
David's AirPods button. Now, if I double tapped on that, I could actually change the name of the AirPods themselves. Flick to the right again.
Double tap on AirPods. Heading.
Okay, this is the option where I can change what happens when I do a one-finger double tap on either of the AirPods themselves when I'm wearing them on my ears. So, flick to the right.
Selected. Siri.
So, by default, it's Siri with the one-finger double tap. And that activates Siri. Flick to the right again.
Play/pause.
So if you listen to music, it'll start and stop the music playing.
Off.
And off. They won't be controlled by the one-finger double tap. So flick to the right again.
Automatic ear detection. On.
So automatic ear detection is on.
Automatically transfer the audio route from connected devices to the AirPods when they are placed in your ears.
Okay, so automatically transfer audio to the device when they're placed in your ears. I actually don't find that's always consistent. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. I don't know if it's because I'm using VoiceOver, but it doesn't always automatically transfer the audio. And I'll show you that when we get to it.
Microphone. Automatic. Button.
So microphone is automatic. So basically there's a mic in either AirPod and it's a beam mic. So basically you don't need to scream loudly or talk loudly to have it pick up. And of course, when you've only got one AirPod on, it's just using one mic. And you can control it. So if I double tap on it,
microphone.
David's if I AirPods. Flick to the right,
microphone selected. Automatically switch AirPods.
So automatically switch AirPods.
Always left AirPod.
Always left AirPod.
Always right AirPod.
Or always right AirPod. If I flick to the right again, it'll give us an explanation.
The active AirPod microphone can automatically change from left to right or be fixed to one side.
Okay, so automatically change from left to right or be fixed to one side. So two fingers scroll to come back out.
David's AirPods. Microphone. Automatic.
And
button.
Flick to the right again.
Microphone.
And
automatic.
That's the end of that screen.
Button.
Yeah, so two finger scrub to come back out.
Bluetooth. David's
and
AirPods.
Two finger scrub again.
Connect settings. Heading.
Okay, so I'm just going to press my home button and go back to my home screen.
Mail. To and read emails.
So that's basically where to change the settings in the AirPods themselves. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, I'm actually going to show you how to use them. Now, you're not going to be able to hear what it's doing, but what I am then going to do after that little bit, and I'm going to hold up one of the AirPods to the mic, and I'm going to flick left and right on the screen and do a few other things with VoiceOver, so you can hear, one, what the AirPods sound like, and two, what the gesture delay, which is minimal, sounds like. All right, so I'm just going to grab my box again, and I've put the AirPods back in, so I'm just going to take them both out again. So I'm going to do both. And yes, you heard the little dollar box pop up on the screen because I just got the, because I just opened
David's
the box near my phone. I'm going to press the home button.
Mail.
Okay, all right. So I'm just going to pop the AirPods on now, which go under my monitoring headset for my mixer. All right, so now I've got them on. So now if I touch my screen,
calendar. First.
It still talks because I haven't started to play music. But when I put the AirPods on, I heard a chime sound, which lets me know that they're actually active in my ears. All right, so if I do a two-finger double tap on the screen now, because I've been previously listening to the Chill Out Radio channel, I'll start music playing. I've now got music playing through my AirPods. Just going to do a two-finger tap at the stop. And if I flick on my screen, I've actually now got VoiceOver running on the screen. Okay, so if I take one AirPod out, like I've just done now, and if I flick on my screen, okay, I've just got one AirPod now talking to me. If I take the other AirPod out of my ear and flick on the screen,
camera.
Okay.
Photos.
Well, I've now got the normal action speaker available. Now running, i.e. the speaker in the phone. Let's go back to the top of the screen on my phone screen.
Mail.
Keep things nice and tidy. So I'm just going to pop the left ear pod back in. And I heard a vloop sound, the chime. Right ear pod back in. And I didn't hear a vloop sound because one's already active. So if I flick to the right on the screen, I'm using both ear pods in stereo. Alright, so if I double tap on my AirPods now, either one, I'm going to be able to activate Siri because that's the default one finger double tap. So I'll do that now. Double tap on the AirPod. Hey Siri, what's the weather today in Gosford? Okay, so I just got told that the temperature ranges from 17 to 23 degrees Celsius, of course. I did get the normal double beep to let us know that Siri is actually listening, and then you speak the command and you came back straight away. So if I double tap again, what is 4 plus 4? Okay, and she just said 4 plus 4 is 8. So that's how quick it is. And as far as playing music is concerned, play the album ABBA. Starts playing my ABBA album that for people that have been listening to me for a long time, I tend to use that one for doing my audio recording testing straight demo. So if I double tap the headphones, turn up the volume. And that's gone about 5% louder, 10% louder. If I double tap again, turn up the volume. And it's getting very loud. So, and if I do double tap again, decrease volume. Okay, let's turn the volume down a little bit more. I'm going to do it again. Turn the volume down. Okay, that's a bit more bearable. And of course I can do, what is the name of this track playing? Oh, Mamma Mia by ABBA. Funny that. And then I can do play next track. Okay, that's the next track. Play next track. Of course, I just did a double tap. And double tap. Stop playing music. There we go. And of course, you can do all the other things with Siri as well, which I won't go into in this recording. But I guess the main thing I wanted to show you was that if you wanted to decrease and increase volume, then you've actually got to say it. There's no other way besides using the volume up or volume down buttons on the physical iPhone, in this case that I'm using. Now, the other thing I wanted to show you while we're just sort of talking about Siri and sound and so on is the audio quality for both doing a recording with the AirPods and also making a phone call. So let me just ask Siri, open voice memo. I'm going to do a two-finger double check because I'm using VoiceOver. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Today I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. And because I like my little worm one, I'm just going to say it as a last audio demo. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. All right, so I'm going to do a two-finger double tap to stop recording. And I'm going to play it back to myself. Now, what I'm going to do is, because you can't hear this, I'm actually going to take my earpods off. And I'm going to grab my cable for my mixer. See if I can find it on my table. Plug it into my iPhone, because I'm still using my iPhone 6, which has still got a headphone jack. Just in saying and passing. All right.
Record button.
So that's my iPhone now. Going through my mixer. Let me just find the play button.
Play button.
And I'll just play it back to you.
Pause.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Today I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. And because I like my little worm, I'm just going to say it as a last audio demo. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. All right, so I'm going to do a two-finger double tap.
Play button.
That's what the recording sounds like. Now the other thing I'm going to do, I'll take my mixer out for the moment. Put my earpod back in my ear. Now what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to call my voicemail at work, leave a message, and then I'm actually going to play it back to myself via the mixer. So again, you can hear the audio quality going through the phone. So let's try this one. Call David Work. Yeah, so it says calling David Work. Okay, I'm just waiting for my voicemail to stop saying that I'm on leave. Then I'll leave a message. Hi, this is David calling David to just check if the audio quality sounds fine using the AirPods in the telephone mode, so to speak. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to hang up and then call myself back and check my voicemail, plugging the iPhone into the mixer so we can hear it nice and clear. Okay, and I just did a two-finger double tap on the iPhone rather than a one-finger double tap on the AirPods to hang up, because it's just a bit of muscle memory me going on at the moment. All right, so let me plug in my mixer again. Let's see if I've got my iPhone talking.
Calendar.
We do. I'm just going to dial my voicemail system at work. I'm just going to do Hey Siri. Hey Siri, call audio mail.
Calling audio mail.
Incoming call. Audio alert. David's AirPods. David's AirPods.
And yes, VoiceOver still says incoming call even though it's an outgoing call.
Welcome to Audix for help.
And this is all automated dialing stuff that I'm doing.
Voice call received. Here we go. 10:24
It's going to turn up a bit.
Saturday, the 24th of December. 30 seconds. To listen, press 0. To delete,
0.
Press star 3.
Hi, this is David calling David to just check if the audio quality sounds fine using the AirPods in the telephone mode, so to speak. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to hang up and then call myself back and check my voicemail, plugging the iPhone into the mixer so we can hear it nice and clear.
To respond or forward, press 1.
Okay, and I'm just going to hang up. Take the mixer out again and put my AirPods back on. All right, so I'm just going to press my home button to make sure I'm back at my home screen, which I am. So what I'm going to do now is take both earpods out and pop them down on the table. Press the home button and go back to the main home screen.
Settings.
Now at the moment, if I do a two-finger double tap, it's going to start the music playing in the actual speaker of my phone. But if I go to control center, touch on the status bar.
Status bar item.
Three-finger flick up for the control center.
Control center.
I do a four-finger touch down the bottom.
Page 2 of 3.
So I'm on the second page that I'm using all the time. If I flick back to the left,
iPhone.
Okay, it currently says iPhone. So if I double tap on iPhone,
iPhone,
and flick to the right,
selected iPhone, David's AirPods, audio.
Okay, there's 98%. My AirPods. So double tap on AirPods and also said it's 98%. So what I've got now, I've actually got speech and everything else now going out through the AirPods themselves. And if I grab one of these earpods and hold it up to the mic, just a little bit away from it. Now I do a two-finger double tap. That's the music playing out of the earpods, and that just towards the end of a song. It's going to turn up. Okay, so that's the music playing out of the earpod. So two fingers up plus top. Now this is where I want to show you about the gestures, because I've now got the AirPod right next to the mic. So I'm going to press my home button on my phone.
Mail. Two unread emails.
And let me just turn up VoiceOver so we can hear it for the AirPod.
Calendar. Thursday, the 20th.
It's not that loud, unfortunately, but it's better than nothing. All right, so I'm doing a four-finger touch at the top of the screen.
Mail. Two unread emails.
And I'm going to flick through on my screen, flick to the right.
Calendar. Photos. Camera. Maps. Stocks. Clock. Weather. News. Wally. Notes. App Store. Remind. Video. iTunes. Setting.
Okay, so that was flicking to the right. Flip back to the left.
Setting. iTunes. Video. Reminder. App Store. Notes. Wally. News. Weather. Clock.
Okay, let me drag my finger around the screen.
News. Wallet. Notes. Settings. Actions available. House folder. 15. Doc. Message. So far. Phone. 11 new items.
Okay, and let me bring up Spotlight. So I'm going to touch on the screen.
Video. Wallet.
And.
Actions available.
Three finger flick down.
Spotlight. Text field. Is editing.
And
search.
Let's say I want to search for Pure Map. So P.
P. P. U. A 20 14 items found. Top search resolved. Puree.
Whoops.
Delete.
We find the delete button. Delete back.
16 right. Items found. Top search resolved. Pure anonymous online dating. Pure chat room. Flirt.
How did that come from? I don't want pure anonymous dating. So touch towards the top of my screen.
Pure anonymous online date. View.
Back to the right.
Button. Music. Heading. Search in app. Button. Pure healing. New age. Pure massage music, hot stone zen spa, relaxing spa music for hot stone.
That sounds quite nice, so flick to the right.
Play button.
And double tap on play.
Pause. Pause. Elapsed 0%. Button. Pause. Elapsed 1%. Button.
We just flick off that
pure shores. Same
status. And of course, two finger double tap to stop it playing. And press my home button.
Mail. Two unread emails.
Okay, and let me just use the rotor to see what the rotor sounds like when we do a two-finger rotate.
Handwriting, characters, words, speaking rate, volume, audio ducking, punctuation, sounds, hints.
Okay, and back to the left.
Sounds, punctuation, audio ducking, volume, speaking rate.
Okay, speaking rate, flick down.
50%, 40%,
flick up.
40%, 50%, 55%.
Okay, so it's not too bad when using it with the gestures with VoiceOver. It doesn't sound too bad at all, really. So I've just taken the AirPods away from the mic. What's a really good thing about a feature is if I put the AirPods down on the desk and I think, oh, where did I put them? If I'm playing music on my iPhone, if I do a two-finger double tap now, okay, that's the music going through back through my speaker. So again, I've got to go to Control Center. Flick
status
up.
Bar, control center.
Mail, finger touch at the bottom.
Ready, row one, page two of three, iPhone.
I'll tap iPhone. On iPhone.
Selected, David's AirPods.
Double tap on David's AirPods. And I can just hear the speech coming out. But what I found I did this morning, I put one AirPod down and I couldn't find it. So I've got some music playing on my AirPod. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to ask Siri to play Beats 1 because it should be nice and loud. Hey Siri, play Beats 1. Let me fill on the desk, and there's one AirPod, and there's two AirPods. Now, that's probably sitting around about 12 inches or 30 centimeters away from the mic. So if you're in a quiet environment, so I actually dropped these. One of them was actually under my chair. I could quite easily hear that music playing out of the AirPods up full blast. So it was quite easy to locate the AirPods. So two-finger double tap to stop. Hey Siri, open Bluetooth.
Here is Bluetooth setting.
Okay, so flip to the right.
Bluetooth, settings, back button.
Okay, and as you can hear, I've now got the sound going back again through the AirPods.
Bluetooth, heading, Bluetooth, on. Now discoverable at my device at Beats 1, more in, Beats Kit, more in, Beats Kit, more in, Braille Sent, more in, Braillian, more in, David's, more info, David's AirPods, connected.
Okay, David's button, AirPods,
more info,
double tap button, on more info,
in, David's AirPods,
flick to the right,
David's Air, disconnect, forget this, name, David's Air, double tap on AirPod, Siri.
Okay, so that's Siri if I wanted to put Siri back on for the one finger double tap. If I do one more pause. And double tap on play pause. Selected.
Play slash pause.
So if I now put my earpods back in my ears and I just heard the chime sound, and now I do a two-finger double tap and turn the volume down very quickly. Two-finger double tap. That was me using the phone to start and stop music. If I do a double tap on my earpods now, started music playing, two-finger double tap, and I'll stop music playing. And what I normally do during the day is I tend to have Siri on for the one-finger double tap when I'm generally using the phone during the day. And then at night time, because I want to listen to an audiobook when I'm going to sleep, I change the Bluetooth David's AirPod settings to play, and then one finger double tap just starts and stops the audio book, rather than me having to talk to Siri during the night to stop or start an audio book playing. So let me just press the home button to come back out. And what I'm going to do next, we're going to have a bit of a look at the Apple Watch with the AirPods. All right, so currently I've still got my AirPods connected to my iPhone, and I'm currently wearing my Apple Watch on my wrist. And because my iPhone, if I flick on the screen, it's talking to my AirPods. If I now press the digital crown on my Apple Watch.
Treadmill.
Okay, it's just gone to the home screen. I press it back again.
Watch face.
Okay, so it's not currently talking to AirPods, and it's supposed to be doing for seamless switching. So the way that I found that it actually does work, temporarily at least, so if I do one finger flick up,
notifications, control center.
And again, we're going to control center and AirPlay, so one finger double tap on that.
Connected over iPhone.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
71% battery, aeroplane mode, switch, mute. Do not disturb, ping iPhone, AirPlay, switch
and
button.
And I'm going to go to AirPlay, off. Double tap on AirPlay.
Off, cancel, button.
Flick to the right.
AirPlay, selected, Apple Watch, David's AirPods. Button.
Okay, there's David's AirPods, one finger double tap. Okay, so now I actually do have the sound now going from my AirPods. So if I do a two finger double tap and hold and drag up, I've just turned them up to be very, very loud. So now if I put my watch to sleep by putting my hand over it, and now if I touch my iPhone screen, I've now got voiceover stroke music speaking to my AirPods from my iPhone. If I press my digital crown again on my Apple Watch, I've gone to Treadmill, which is the app on my home screen on my watch, pressing the digital crown again, and I've gone back to the watch face of the Apple Watch. And of course, if I wanted to play music on the Apple Watch, if I press my digital crown, and I'm just going to flick to music. Okay, and double tap on music. And it says choose a music source to play from. So I flick to the right. So I've got phone, watch, which is what my AirPods are connected to. So double tap on that one. Flick to the right again. And I've gone to my now playing item. So if I double tap on that, choose Darude. And come down to the bottom. And flick back and double tap on play. So now I've got it playing very loudly. So I'm just going to use the digital crown to turn it down. Okay, so that's now officially playing from my watch to my AirPods. So if I double tap on the screen, I've stopped it. So I'm going to put my hand over my watch to silence it or mute it. And if I come back to my phone again, and wake it up. Okay, I've got speech again coming from my iPhone into my AirPods. And if I touch my watch, digital crown.
Relax melodies.
Now it's broken. Okay, so it sort of works for a little while, but I can't quite work out what happens to stop the seamless switching between the iPhone and the Apple Watch. So who knows, sometimes it works normally, sometimes it doesn't. I can definitely switch without having to repair or pair anything between the AirPods on my iPhone and the AirPods, of course, attached to my Apple Watch. Again, all done via the same iCloud Apple ID. Now that's enough for the Apple Watch. Now I want to show you some interesting things to do with the Mac. Okay, so now it's the Mac's turn. Now my iPhone is reconnected, of course, back to my AirPods again. So to get it connected to the Mac, I need to get to my Extras menu, which I'm doing now.
Menu Extras, Dropbox the 60.
And if I come across to Bluetooth,
menu, accessibility, it's up to time machine, Bluetooth, menu extra.
Keeping in mind that I've checked on Bluetooth to come up on the Extras menu in System Preferences Bluetooth, and
status
select
menus,
that,
Bluetooth menu.
And come down to David's AirPods,
Bluetooth, turn device, Apple's Braille Sense, David Woodbridge's David's AirPods, submenu,
and press select,
press David's AirPods, submenu,
and I down arrow,
open sound preferences, ellipsis,
and open sound preferences, all back,
connect,
and select connect. So I'm going to hit enter,
Amadeus closing menu. Closing menu, Bluetooth.
I got the traditional vloop sound, and I'm now using my AirPods on my Mac. So if I command tab,
Finder.
I'm oddly getting both speech coming out of my AirPods plus the speaker on the Mac, which is a bit odd. So let me just do command tab again.
Amadeus Pro.
And I'm definitely not imagining if I release it. Yep, I get Amadeus Pro Untitled plus the title as well on the internal speaker. That's bizarre. Okay, I find sometimes running VoiceOver Utility fixes the problem, so hopefully this won't lock up my machine. It's going to go to VoiceOver Utility. Okay, so now if I press Command Tab and release them on Finder, yep, that's better. I'm not getting bleed over now to the internal speaker anymore now that I've run oddly VoiceOver Utility. Okay, so I've just Command tab back around to Amadeus Pro that I'm using to do this recording with. So if I start some music playing, let me just do iTunes and select my favorite chill radio station. Select that one. Okay, yep, and there's the music playing. So if I take one of the AirPods out, I've got one playing now. And if I take the other one, it should go back to my internal speaker on the Mac. Pause the music, of course, and press spacebar.
Hey, button.
And there's the music playing. So put an AirPod back in again. The other one back in. And let's pause the music again, press spacebar again. And I've got the sound back. So if I press Command Tab, I can listen to my speech or voiceover. Beautiful. And I can press space to pause. Now the other nice thing when you've got these AirPods connected is if I go to my Extras menu and I come across to Bluetooth and come down to David's AirPods and select it. If I do down and up very quickly, I've got disconnect. But if I come down, I've got left battery level 89%, which is a left AirPod. Right battery level 100%. So I can very quickly tell also when the AirPods are connected how much charge each one has got, which is actually very, very nifty. So I'm going to choose disconnect. So I'm just going to go up and hit enter.
iTunes, window.
So back to speaker. All right. So this way I find just to reconnect
to
is to go to my home screen.
Actions 9:16 p.m.
Control center. Mail. Four finger touch
nails.
To go to the
row
bottom.
One, column one. Page 2 of 3. iPhone. Audio. iPhone. David's AirPods. Audio. 89%. David's AirPods. Audio. 89%.
And there's the chime. And I do indeed. Two finger double tap. Ouch. Have music playing very loudly on my AirPods again. All right. Now let's see if I can. Now that I've chosen that back on my iPhone, I should be able to just switch back to them using my Mac, hopefully. So I'm going to go to menu bar again.
Menu extras.
And come across. Come down. Enter and enter. And I do indeed have speech, but then I've got that funny, weird thing happening again. I've got the speech going between the Bluetooth headset, the AirPods, and the internal speaker. So let me run VoiceOver Utility again, which always seems to fix the problem. Again, I don't know why. Command Tab. And I've got clean speech just going straight to the AirPods. So I want to disconnect. So menu bar again. Bluetooth, come down to AirPods. David's AirPods, enter twice.
General, selected.
Okay, that's the general of the VoiceOver utility. And come to my iPhone.
David, selected. iPhone, audio.
And I've still got this in the control center still, so flip to the right.
David's AirPods, audio. 88, David's AirPods, audio. 88%.
And there's my chime back. And I'm back in business with my iPhone again. Lock my iPhone. Okay, so that's a bit of a play about switching audio between the iPhone and the Mac. It's not particularly, again, seamless, but you certainly can switch okay doing it manually. Okay, so here we are with the Apple TV. And as I said in the beginning of the demo and throughout the demonstration, you have to put the AirPod charging box into pairing mode with a little button on the back. So first of all, let me just go to my Apple TV home movies, screen.
Row 1, column 1.
And we're going to go into settings and Bluetooth first.
Search, row 2, column, settings, row 2, column, settings, settings, general, button, 1 of 10.
Okay, and let's come down to remotes and devices.
Accounts, audio and video, notifications, AirPlay, button, remotes and devices, button,
and of course I'm using the Siri Touch remote, VoiceOver.
Remotes and devices, remote, touch surface tracking, remote, fit other devices. Bluetooth, button,
click
1
on
of 3,
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, my devices, David Woodbridge's keyboard, not connected, button, 1 of 3.
I'm going to hold in the connect button on the back of the box, and if I flick down,
Nimbus, not other devices, David's AirPods, 1 of 1.
Okay, there's David's AirPods, and click on the trackpad.
In progress, my devices, connected.
Okay, so it says connected, so what I'm going to do now, because I've got the AirPods actually in the charging box itself, I'm going to take one out, pop it in my ear, it just happens to be the left one, and I heard the normal chime sound, and it said alert David's AirPods in my single left AirPod, so it's actually now connected. So if I now press my home button, and I turn my volume up using the Siri Touch remote. And it's interesting because every time I press the up, a few times it says alert David's AirPods. So I find that a little bit annoying when I'm turning the volume up and down. If I turn it down, I get alert David's AirPods again. So I turn it back up again, and there's David's AirPods again. So let me flick up on the Siri Touch remote and across to music. Click on music, and I've got library tab 1 of 6, so I'm going to flick over to radio, and click on radio, it says featured, beats 1, flick down. Okay, now if I flick over to the right, I should be able to flick over to chill, click on that, and that's playing now. And I get the name of the song, of course, and the chill name of the radio station. Now let's see what happens if I take my ePod off of the Apple TV.
Paused.
Okay, it says pause. We've got the speaker back. So if I press the play pause button on the Siri Touch play. Remote. Okay, I've put the ePod back in my ear. It switches back. So I'm going to press play pause. All right, so now let's see if I double tap on the AirPods themselves. Yep, it's playing it. And one finger double tap stops it. Very cool. All right, and let's see if we can use Siri on the Siri Touch remote. What is the time? Yep, the time is blah, blah, blah. That worked perfectly well and it was quite fast. All right, so let's try the important thing. I'm actually going to take the AirPod out. I'm just going to press the home button on the remote.
Sites, tierist version, London Grammar, if you wait, remixes too.
And I'm going to press play pause again.
Play.
Okay, so definitely back paused. On the local speaker. All right, so what I want to do now is I want to get back to my music on my iPhone. So I'm just going to press my home button on the Siri Touch remote.
Home, music.
Now, the best way I've actually found to disconnect the AirPods so they stay disconnected, because I found sometimes for some reason it wakes up again, or at least the Apple TV wakes up and grabs the AirPods again, is to actually put the Apple TV to sleep so it shuts down all Bluetooth. So now I'm going to hold in the home button on the touch remote.
Sleep now. This will also turn off any connected devices.
Sleep. Okay, so button. Sleep now, it'll turn off all connected devices. Click on that.
Move.
Right, so now if I put the touch remote down and grab my iPhone and hit the power button. Now if I put my EarPod back on, and we'll see if it reconnects. Oh, chime straight away. And it said David's AirPods. Now who's talking to whom? So let me just touch on my screen.
Press mail. One and ready mail.
And it's not my iPhone. That's interesting. Let's see if I can override it.
8:17 p.m. So control center. Mail.
Control
one
center.
And ready mail.
Poor finger touched
one,
on the bottom.
Row one, colon, page 2 of 3. iPhone.
Double tap on iPhone. iPhone.
Selected. David's AirPods. Audio. David's AirPods. On that. Audio.
Another chime. And now. Yep, now I've got them back on my iPhone. So even though I told the Apple TV to go to sleep, when it said David's AirPod, it was obviously the Apple TV grabbing the AirPods again, which I think is quite odd since I told the Apple TV to go to sleep. But anyway, all right, so that's now playing. So that's now connected back to my iPhone. If I do a two-finger double tap on my screen like I normally do, yep, starts playing the music again. All right, so let's see what happens now if I now re-wake up my Apple TV by pressing the menu button a few times.
Movies, row one, column one.
So I've still got that. Okay, my iPhone's still talking to my AirPods. All right, so let's go back into Bluetooth.
Search, row two, column settings. Row two, column settings. Bluetooth, my devices. David's AirPods, not connected.
Okay, not
button.
Connected.
David's AirPods, manage. Connect device,
and
one of two.
Let's connect device
Bluetooth,
and see if it overwrites
devices.
The iPhone.
David's AirPods, connecting, button, one of four.
Chime, which means hopefully. Yep, alert David's AirPods. So I'm now back to my Apple TV. So I press my home button. Yep, everything's talking through my Apple TV. So if I put the Apple TV to sleep again by pressing the home button in and choose sleep and then go to my iPhone.
Mail. One and ready mail.
Go to control center.
8:19 p.m. Step top of screen. Swipe control center. Mail. One and page 2 of 3. iPhone. iPhone. Selected. iPhone. David's AirPods. Audio. David's AirPods. Audio.
And wait for the chime. Got the chime. And let me flick on the screen. And it said selected David's AirPods audio. So hopefully it's my iPhone talking. Yep. And I'm back to my iPhone. Two finger double tap on my screen. And I've got the music playing again. So there we go. So it's not too bad flicking between the Apple TV and the iPhone. So that completes the bit of a play around with the Apple TV. In the final section in this demo, I want to just point out a few different things that I've discovered along the way so far in using the AirPods. Okay, so as I said, I just wanted to make a few general comments about using the AirPods over the last several days. So the first thing I've noticed, and this has happened quite a few times over the last several days, is when I'm on a phone call, the audio will drop back from the AirPods back to the internal speaker on the phone. But if I then put the AirPods back in the case and take them out again, pop them back in my ears, then the audio sometimes goes back to the AirPods again. But it's happened probably on about 3 phone calls, where the calls themselves have been around about 25 to 30 minutes in length. And I've either been holding the iPhone in my hand or I've had it in my pocket. So I can't quite work out why it needed to switch back from the AirPods back to the phone. But as I said, it's happened quite a few times so far. Sometimes the Karen voice in particular, the Australian synthesizer for voiceover, its voice quality is very poor. It's almost like a reduced version of the compact voice. And then it normally clears back up to the normal full version, speech sound-wise, after a couple of seconds. It didn't happen during this demo, but again, over the last couple of days when I've been switching between my iPhone and the Mac, the sound quality's been a bit odd. And the other thing I should let you know about is when I did run the voiceover utility to force it to use straight audio correctly, sometimes when I have switched the AirPods onto the Mac, the only way I can actually force the audio at all over to the AirPods, particularly when I'm using VoiceOver, is again to launch the VoiceOver utility, which I find is a bit odd. And the other thing that's actually occurred to me doing all these 4 different devices, i.e. my iPhone, my Apple Watch, the Mac, and the Apple TV, is because they're all trying to use the same earpods, and I do tend to have audio going all the time with VoiceOver on the iPhone, I'm wondering whether if I just had, if you like, single devices, so if I just used the iPhone, then I went and used the watch, or then went and used the Mac, or then I went and used the Apple TV, which I guess is slightly different, the automated reconnection when you put the earpods back on your ear would probably work more reliably. But then again, I do have all these devices that I use all the time, and they seem to be most of the time in the same room as me, particularly when I work here in the room that I'm currently sitting in, which has all four devices in it, not including an iPad. Then I think the automatic switching should still be working depending on what device is currently active, as it were, i.e. that I'm using. The other thing that might be causing some connection or reconnection issues is that the fact that I tend to wear my Bluetooth earphones, whether the AirPods or my Aftershocks titanium ones, all the time. So I'm not actually taking the AirPods off, I'm wearing them all the time. So I haven't played too much with taking the AirPods off and then seeing if they reconnect to the phone, the watch, the Mac, etc. But my experience so far, particularly when I've taken the headphones off and I haven't been using my iPhone, I've started using my Mac, the AirPods have not definitely reconnected. That might be something that I'll look forward to doing another podcast in the future, but at the moment I find that I've got to still manually reconnect most of the things that I want to use other than the iPhone, and sometimes with both the iPhone and the watch. Now, when I last checked, the AirPods in Australian dollars were $229. This recording was made a couple of days before Christmas, and the wait period now for the AirPods is now gone out to 6 weeks. Hopefully that will reduce as I get more stock in. But I haven't seen the single AirPods that you can purchase apparently in the United States, where if you lose an earpod, then you can purchase it for $69 US to get a new left or right earpod if you've lost one of them, rather than having to buy a whole new set again, which I think is great. So hopefully it's going to come to Australia. And finally, I can say that I've fallen into a bit of rhythm with using the AirPods. As I said, I tend to use Siri during the day with one or the other AirPods, interchanging them with the charging case. And then definitely at night time, I switch the AirPods over to play with the one finger double tap on the AirPods themselves, so then I can start and stop an audiobook when I'm going to sleep. But the switching between AirPods during the day to save power on each AirPod, the fact that it's always charging in the case, the fact that I only need to charge the charging case every 24 hours or so, I can check the battery status of the case very easily, and or the AirPods themselves for both or individually, makes the AirPods to me a very great, useful set of AirPods to use. I know there's a few odds and ends and bits and pieces that are a little bit odd, but overall, the fact that I can just generally switch between my iPhone, my watch, the Mac, and the Apple TV, even though it has to be paired, works extremely nicely. But anyway, that completes this fairly lengthy demo on the new AirPods. I hope you've enjoyed the demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.